with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-381-5928 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-381-5928 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928. That's 800-381-5928. 800-381-5928.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3666. Or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
There is a plague in America today. You've been affected. Your neighbors have been affected.
Hello? Hello? There's no one there.
This man is a victim of butt dialing.
Someone's butt calls me at least twice a day.
My husband's butt is constantly calling me from work. Luckily, it's just the phone. His butt has bad breath.
My mom's butt won't stop calling me, although I get along with my dad's butt way better.
Should I be concerned that my boyfriend's butt keeps calling other girls' butts?
Lock your phones, because only together can we put an end to all butts.
Butt dialing is not the booty call I wanted.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump is going after the House Intelligence Committee Chairman.
President Trump lashing out on Twitter against House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, accusing him of unlimited presidential harassment after Schiff announced a sweeping new investigation into the president's foreign business dealings.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. A sell-off on Wall Street. Investor concerns over trade with China pushing indexes lower today. The Dow falling 221 points. The S&P down 26, with the NASDAQ ending the day 87 points lower. Baseball Hall of Famer Frank Robinson has died. The outfielder played for five teams and was the only player to win Major League Baseball's Most Valuable Player Award in both the National and American Leagues. He was also baseball's first black manager. Robinson was 83. This is Fox News.
On the next Celebrity Ghost Hunters, a spirit is lurking in the world-famous Apollo Theater.
Did you hear that?
We don't know.
What was that?
Go!
I know I just heard something. Turn the stage lights on. James Brown, is that you?
Celebrity Ghost Hunters. You never know which celebrity we might just find.
It is 4:05 on News Talk 93.1 FM. There was a passing in the baseball world today, Frank Robinson. And I heard about that on the way in, and I wanted to check something. 1975 baseball schedule. Let's see if I can get that. Because he was that year the first black manager, and I saw a game with him. He not only managed, he played. He was a part-time player, but he played. And let's see if I can find it, because I'm sure the game was in April. I'm almost certain it was. And Cleveland sucked in those days. So did the White Sox. There was no reason to go to the game other than for the novelty of getting out of the house and welcoming spring.
Spring is sprung.
All right, 1975 baseball schedule. All right, I should be able to find this pretty soon. Excuse me while I scroll.
Scroll away, sir. All right,
he debuted. The Yankees came to Cleveland, so he debuted there.
Cleveland.
But I know I'm going to find this. If I'm wrong, I'm going to go get tested. That's what I'm going to do. Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Rangers at White Sox. Come on. I thought it was much earlier in the season than this. Apparently, my memory is a little faulty on this. Some Brewers at Cleveland.
Well, you're getting tested tomorrow, so it's okay.
Yeah, we'll figure it all out. Now this has become not just a test of memory, it's become a freaking mission for me. Cleveland, Detroit, so the White Sox had to be next, right? If they flew to Detroit, White Sox are Twins. Well, apparently I hallucinated that.
Okay.
But what was interesting was Robinson and the Indians wore these garishly ugly uniforms. They were red jersey and pants.
Okay.
They looked like, it was like Sesame Street red, something like that. And he played in that game, hit a home run to the upper deck at Kaminsky Park, as the number one White Sox fan will tell you.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Uh-huh. Yeah, at Kaminsky Park. Here's Connie.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to call. I had watched Beanbeck earlier. I didn't get to listen to the first part of the show, so I don't know if you touched on the abortion thing. But anyway, when I watched him, he was like, had a lady on there who had something called the Culture of Life Africa, and she was talking about how Bill and Melinda Gates, the Clinton Foundation, mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood, mm-hmm. that they're using tax dollars to try to depopulate Africa.
Oh, yeah, they're sterilizing them steadily over there.
Yeah, and they're giving contraceptives to the women, and they don't know, and they don't know about the side effects, and women are dying and having really bad things.
Look at the monsters in the Democratic Party, starting with the governor of Virginia, Mr. Blackface.
Unreal.
And
oh, yeah.
Mario Cuomo in New York, who are totally okay because they're so soaking in feminine political correctness that they think a woman should be able to terminate the life of a baby after it's brought into the world. That is sick. That is deranged. That is murder.
Oh, it's demonic. I just can't even fathom that he could even say what he said. But, you know,
it's not, by the way, here's the good news. Nobody's buying it. The reaction to this is not testing well.
Right.
It hasn't been what they thought it would be, I don't think. You know, but
why would they think it would be? That's the scary part. Why would anybody in their right mind think that a baby that's been brought to full term and born should, well, we'll keep it comfortable until we decide whether we want it? Thank you. That is a Commandant from Auschwitz. Thank you, Dr.
Murder.
Mengele.
It is murder.
That is murder.
It is.
No other. But she said that the Center for Reproductive Rights in Washington, D.C. has filed a lawsuit against the government of Kenya because they want to legalize abortion.
Well, don't expect to see it in the mainstream media.
And, well, this is, I'm going to quote a Bible verse here because it just came to my mind when mm-hmm. this abortion thing came up. And I'm one of those women that kind of thinks women should not be in the legislature anyway. Anyway, but this is...
I would have never said that until Ocasio-Cortez got elected in New York. Now I'm starting...
Oh, my name for her is Google Eyes because she reminds me of Barney Google.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember Barney Google.
Yeah.
But anyway... But as for my people, children are their oppressors. This is Isaiah 3:12. And women rule over them. O my people, those who guide you lead you astray and confuse the direction of your path.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is not a good thing. This was proclaimed against Judah, yeah. Jerusalem, because of the wickedness at the time.
Yeah,
and
Baal,
the fact
Baal worship.
That... And the fact that women love you and children oppress you was a, you know, it was judgment. It was a curse.
I tell you what, Miss Connie, if they legalize the killing of a child that's been born, that's going to seal the fate of this country.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for the call.
It's over.
The thing that everybody should be aware of, if they're willing to do that to a newborn infant with its whole life in front of it, how do you think they're going to treat elderly people?
Oh, yeah, they're starting at the ends.
Yes.
And coming to the middle.
Right. You either have a purpose to the greater good or you're gone.
Exactly.
And euthanasia will become common practice if they're even that nice about it.
Death penalties.
Tom.
Hey, how you doing today, Greg? I'm sorry about your problem. I think another thing, you seen Nancy Pelosi, that could have had a problem.
I honestly think that actually, yes, watching and listening to the insanity going on may have...
Oh, my. Well, what is my biggest...
I don't mean to be Fred Sanford here, okay? That the big one is coming. I'm going to have it right here on the radio in front of every...
Shut up, dummy.
All right. Go ahead. You were saying...
Well, I'm going to be down there with you. If that happens, I'm going to rush down there as fast as I can.
All right. Yeah, I appreciate that.
But I'm not going to give you mouth-to-mouth. I'll let
Joey
handle that. You know, that's okay.
Joey, do you have the paddles handy?
Mm.
Not those paddles.
Oh, my goodness. But anyway.
No, I was going to really stick to chest decompression, you know.
Oh, okay. Like,
fair enough.
what I was trying to figure out is how our enemies was watching all this over there, and half, they going to say, is half of that Congress going to be run by women? And these look like old wore-out prostitutes in there.
Look, we're starting to skate into iffy territory here.
I am really sorry, but the thing about it is...
Because I want to go on record. I love conservative congresswomen. They have more guts than the men that serve in Congress.
Amen.
Because they're women and they don't take no crap.
Hey, I can understand that. But when it comes in, when the whole world is watching it and our enemies, they're thinking, well, this government is fixing to fall.
Uh-huh.
And you have to think about that, man. It's really sort of scary because they don't look like they, just stand up, not for the president, but stand up for what? His office means.
They don't believe in that anymore.
And they don't believe that. Well, what was their prerogative, or what was their, it's a word for it, I can't say, but what was their thought of, you know, doing that? I couldn't understand it when I was watching it. I'm a little dumb when I, what in the heck they sitting out there?
I don't know. Thanks. I'm done with that conversation. Weren't we going to talk about something else?
The defibrillator over there?
No. You know what we need to do? Let's give away lunch for two at Baumhauer's.
Yes.
Redeem the winning word at 272-9228. We gave it several times this morning. 272-9228. Be calling 9 and win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill if you have the right word.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Palake. Where is Palake at?
We have a really busy afternoon, and to add to the confusion, Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a couple more accidents for you. We have an accident on Forest Avenue in front of Oak Park. Also, an accident with injury involving a motorcycle at the 2600 block of Fairground Road. Watch out for emergency units responding to that area. The boulevard is really crowded this afternoon, but you'll make it through most of the intersections with one light cycle. We don't have any problems on the interstate at this time. Taylor Road has a lot of traffic this afternoon. That's up around East Chase in the I-85 area. And if you head on
down Taylor Road to Vaughan Road. It's really crowded in that area. The police have just cleaned up the accident that was around Taylor and Bell, so that won't be slowing you down there. Prime leasing space beside Walmart is currently available in Premier Place Shopping Center on Cobbs Ford Road. For further information, contact David McClinton at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, let's find ourselves a winner. You are caller one. Thanks for trying. Try again immediately. Caller two, try again quickly. Caller three, please try again. Caller four, please try again. Caller five, thank you for trying. Give it another quick redial, and you may be a winner. Caller six, mm-hmm. Close. Caller seven.
Caller.
This is caller eight. Very sorry. And with whom am I speaking?
Buddy.
Buddy, how are you, buddy?
Good afternoon, brothers.
What is today's Baumhauer winning word?
Creole.
Creole. Is that word?
I love that Creole word.
Lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. You'll love it even more. They've got a great Mardi Gras menu at Baumhauer's that features awesome. The char-grilled Creole chicken swamage.
Ooh, swamage.
And swamage. That is something to be served with the white barbecue sauce, which is a warning. Very habit-forming.
It's addictive.
And by the way, anything from the Mardi Gras menu also includes a free slice of king cake and a cup of Red Diamond coffee. So hang on. Joey's going to get your information, and you are a winner just like that. Rich's forecast, your local news coming up. And again, if you're so inclined, I'll be on. I'm pretty sure it's the 6 o'clock news. Can you help me to remember to put CBS 8 on that monitor at 5 just in case I'm wrong?
Yes.
I don't want anybody chasing their tail.
Oh, sure.
Talking about the Grammys. And I think what you'll get out of that is that there are some connections. One that I have not mentioned yet, but you will see in this interview.
Ooh, a teaser.
That connects the Grammys of the late 60s to today. It's a formula that still works. Poor success, I think this is. Hi, we already have a winner, unless you're calling to talk about something.
Yes, Master Thespian.
Master Thespian! Let's give him a big Warhawk welcome.
Well, howdy, everyone.
Howdy.
Man, that contest is the hottest thing. I have tried and tried and tried. I've been caller number six, caller number eight. Today I was caller number seven. I'm like, daggum.
Oh, man, so, I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I'll keep listening, man. This is great.
Keep trying, you know. Every time somebody wins, that's one less person you're competing with.
Well, I know. But Bob Howard's is the best, man. So
good stuff.
That's all right. Good thing. All right, would y'all just carry on? I'm enjoying the conversation. You know, I'm sorry that you're kind of down in the dumps, buddy, but it's okay.
I'm actually not down in the dumps. I mean, I'm just
down in the dumps. Thing. It's just another thing.
You're in a rut.
You know? No. Yeah. It's not a rut, Joey.
Funk?
Yeah.
You got a funk, okay.
I got a funk. I got my funk on.
Mm-hmm. But here's what you understand, right?
I'm listening, Master Thespian. Go ahead.
That's okay. It's because what you have to realize is that if it wasn't this, it'd be something else.
Wise words. And hey, since it's always something, how about if we play something clause on this warm
something
February?
I don't know about that.
Everybody getting something.
Go for it. Oh, yeah, play something clause and then follow it up with Alexa Silver. That'd be great.
Hey, that'd
be great.
You know what? Because that would take stress off of me, and I might live to make it to the doctor tomorrow.
Do it, Captain. You're the captain of this here ship. Go for it.
You sound like Joe.
All right, here's a Warhawk. Goodbye.
I appreciate that. We have Alexa Silver and Something Claws ready to go. Right back at you. There's a good guy. We'll have another Baumhauer's winning word tomorrow between 6 and 9 if I'm not here. Because I'm in a crematorium. Jay and Rich and Emily, through their tears, will be bringing you the winning word tomorrow. Because I do not want my death to get in the way of you enjoying a free lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
You would never be that selfish, would you, Greg?
No. I think I just kind of said that out loud.
Well, I think one of the only things that could console me if you died would be a huge plate of gooey fries to myself.
That's an excellent point.
That's right.
There are a few other things, but I can't talk about them on air.
No, please don't.
What's your name? It's 421. Let's talk LASIK. Nice. And I'm being totally serious when I say perhaps your significant other wears glasses or contacts and has hinted around about looking into LASIK, or maybe even knows that they're qualified for the procedure, but has been reluctant to spend that money or take it out of the family budget, whatever. This is where you step up and say, let's do it. I can't think of a more meaningful Valentine's Day gift than giving somebody's the restoration of their vision. So the glasses are gone, the contact lenses are gone. Really, what better gift could there possibly be than that? And they can help you at Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. Now, step one is to make sure that LASIK will work for you. That's free. 271-3804. Make an appointment with the refractive surgery counselor. You can do it on a lunch hour very easily. They're right down Vaughan Road across from Chappie's Deli. So you can get there quickly off 85. It's only like 5 minutes from the Taylor Road exit to Vaughan Road to where they're located. And if you are eligible, they've got all kinds of arrangements that can be made, including, maybe I shouldn't use the word arrangements given my delicate condition. No, they have care credit for qualified customers if you need a little help spreading the payments out. But trust me, the cost of LASIK has come down as the quality of the procedure has gone up. So think about it. Go to onlinemep.com if you'd like to learn more. Make that call right now to 271-3804. Local news, your weather, and then we're back with Something Claus and Alexis Silver. Whatever else we can do is kill some good time.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Elmer County District Attorney Randall Houston has been cleared by the State Ethics Committee on a claim he improperly paid an employee. The panel investigated a complaint that he paid the employee from grant funds. Houston says the complaint was filed by a former employee he fired 2 years ago. Montgomery police are investigating after an apparent hit and run leaves one woman dead. She was hit by a car that left the scene. No arrests have been made. The state of Alabama says a Muslim inmate has access to the Quran as he waits to see whether the U.S. Supreme Court will allow his lethal injection. A court document says a copy of the Islamic holy book is available to 42-year-old Dominique Ray. The state is asking that the justices lift a stay that Ray won on religious grounds after asking to have his imam in the execution chamber instead of a Christian prison chaplain. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's out with the warm, and here comes a cold front that's going to make a big change in our weather for tonight. Showers developing by late tonight and early in the day tomorrow. Our overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 50. Tomorrow, we could make the mid-50s early on, but then windy and colder with falling temperatures down to about 51 by about sunset. Overnight low temperature tomorrow night down to 37. Then on Saturday, cool sunshine around with a high around 57. Back to the low 60s on Sunday with a slight chance of showers. And low 70s look good for Monday with more showers. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke, or that you may outlive your retirement, or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy series starting February 12th. Call 649-4911. Call 649-4911.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new C Spire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire. Customer inspired.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 7 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Hey, Lewis, at the Capitol Oyster Bar right here. We're right down on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina, and I'll give you some insight of what's going on the river. You know, when the weather's pretty, we'll be renting out a pontoon boat. That's right. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. A lot of people think you have to have a boating license, but you don't. In Alabama, if you're renting a boat, all you have to do is have a driver's license. So we can fix you up, get you up and down this beautiful, ever-flowing Alabama River. Now let's talk about good eating. We got a steamer, we got a grill, and we got a fryer back here, so we fry up everything from shrimp and scallops and catfish, whole catfish and fillets. And we got a steamer. We do royal red shrimp, Argentina shrimp on that grill. That'll get old Amberjack poor boys hard to beat. Let's talk about entertainment. This Sunday, we're going to take you to the Windy City up in Chicago. That's right, Mississippi Heat's down here. Check it out, CapitalOysterBar.com or Facebook. You can see the schedule coming up, but you can read about Mississippi Heat because they're an award-winning band. They'll be at the Capitol Oyster Bar this Sunday at 5 o'clock. Get out here soon and come hungry.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates and keeps traffic coming into your business and keeps you top of mind. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids done bought me a busted machine again. Odessa!
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many did he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Even local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing, jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long, rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
And, as promised... Oh, I didn't have it set to autopilot. Pardon me, but I'm almost done.
Oh, what up, man? How was the concert?
Sucked.
I mean, my buddies got busted for drinking in the parking lot. Santa's not bringing me anything this year.
Ah, don't worry about it, man.
You always get a visit from something, Claus. Who's that?
Yeah, yeah. Everybody getting something. Mm-hmm. Everybody getting something. To dinner, but he had other plans. He said she was domineering, tried to take her diamond earrings, said that she was profiteering, soon he would be disappearing. She got mad, was on fire, took a knife, slashed his tires, pulled a pull on Richard Pryor. Santa said, you know, like a qualifier, but you know what I say, everybody's getting something. Sometimes 50s. Cash! And where am I getting this cash? Hey, man, we don't need to talk about that. Everybody's been naughty. Everybody's got flaws. If you've been crossed off Santa's list, here comes some rewards. There's a story about Marcus. He's working for the man. Works super long hours. Does everything he can. One day he had all he could handle. Threw a fit and caused a scandal. Broke his computer into shambles. The mess he made was quite substantial. Got fired, got arrested, got thrown out from repossessed. Santa said, man, you've been rejected, but you know what I say, everybody's getting something. Everybody's getting something. Oh, you sweating Santa being mad at you? What you thought y'all was friends? He sees you when you're sleeping. That's weird. I'm gonna tell you some secret about it. He hit somebody with that slate. Don't like to talk about it. Mrs. Claus started a conversation. Both of us felt a sweet sensation, so we agreed on recreation. Brought me inside, made some cocoa. She served me pumpkin risotto. Santa walked in and said, that's a no-no. But you know what I say? Everybody's getting something.
That was a fun little escape, wasn't it?
No.
You didn't think that was at least a little...
No.
Incy-wincy?
No.
Okay. Some people cannot be pleased. Last hour, we talked about the new Green Deal. In case you missed the highlights, and she's and they, the progressives, are very serious about this. They want to put an end to all transportation by aircraft in 10 years. They want to regulate everything from cow farts. All travel will be by rail. Especially when they send you to that special re-education camp they've got picked out for you. So you understand that, you know, you're just, if this stuff frightens you, you're just not getting it. They'll help you. They'll help you get it.
Yeah, they'll help you get it.
Right? Yeah. It's the whole thing is just flat out...
Man, that's utter nonsense.
...forking nuts. But check this out. This... is almost as bad. New Jersey Democrats are proposing legislation to potentially remove Trump's name from the 2020 ballot.
Yeah, I saw that. It's crazy.
They're out of their minds. The thing is, if they're the majority, and I believe they are, I think Chris Christie was replaced by a Democrat, what's to prevent them from trying it?
Nothing.
Republican Assemblyman David Hadley wrote an editorial saying Donald Trump should not be allowed on the California ballot till he opens his tax returns. Oh, is that what it's all about? What are you going to... So what? You can scream that he's a billionaire and you're not doing all that? You know, it's just insane. They want to form a new political party if Trump is the GOP nominee again. These are people who are looking at the results he delivered on Tuesday night in the State of the Union and saying, that's not good enough. We want to go back to those halcyon days of Obama when millions of people were out of work and nothing happened, except it just got worse. Healthcare costs skyrocketed. We want those days back.
It's insane.
I think Trump should cut a deal with him. I'll show you my tax returns if Barack Obama shows us his college
records. Transcripts, yeah.
Transcripts, how he paid for his education. If he shows, if he's willing to disclose all of that, then I'll show you my tax returns.
Fair enough.
Because he'll never have to worry about it after that. So this is how nuts they are. They have really gone off the deep end. They are truly mentally deranged at this point. That's just, yeah. So we'll just take them off the ballot.
That's crazy.
Let's take a moment here. Oh, much beloved and glorious. Hi, Mr. Playtime. What's happening at Adams Motorsports ahead of Valentine's Day?
A little bit of everything. We got big rebates. Kawasaki's stepped up with rebates. Select Mules, $500. They've got rebates on all the bikes. I mean, I'm not just talking, we have big ones on non-occurrence, but even 18 models have rebates on them now. Special low interest rate. Players kind of doing the same thing. They've got their factory authorized clearance blowout stuff going. We've started to get 19 stuff in. We're still waiting on the four-seat turbo Razor, but we've got everything else in right now. It's incredible the stuff they make. Of course, they opened a factory in Alabama a couple of 3 years ago, employ 200 Alabamians, maybe 600, I forget, but they're here locally, which is a good thing, helping the economy, but they dominate the off-road. I mean, they own, they market share for the side-by-sides, ATV, both. They're just doing everything right. They have some great ideas. It's all American stuff, which I love. Polaris is a monster. You know, they have a separate division just to do NATO's military machines.
Wow.
Yeah, it's impressive. When the Germans buy your stuff, yeah, that's impressive, because the Germans, to me, are the best technical. We got Suzuki's on sale, too. I've just got some RMs in, so everything's on sale, Greg. I tell you, it'd be a great Valentine's Day to buy that special someone a bike and just get away for the weekend.
A lot of people do that in couples. Mm-hmm. One does it, and then the other, yep, says, hey, that looks like fun. That's, yep, something we can do together.
Exactly, and we can even provide, help you with the training for that, too.
So visit Terry and his team at Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. Very friendly loan arrangements made because the manufacturers put their money behind the product.
Exactly.
So you don't have to worry about stuffy bank standards. Just go directly to Adams Motorsports and get your deal done. You can get your credit app started right now at adamsmotorsports.com. At 438, back to the traffic dungeon. Lots going on.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a really busy Thursday afternoon. We have an accident with injury. It involves a motorcyclist. It is on Fairground Road, right where Crestview and Federal Drive come together. Be careful in that area. They're still cleaning that one up. Also an accident at 600 John Morris Avenue. That's south of the boulevard near South Court Street. The boulevard seems to have eased up momentarily. You're going to see a lot of traffic this afternoon on the boulevard. Be careful as you approach the intersections. You may have to wait for one traffic light cycle. The interstates are running along at a speed limit ride right now. No major problems. We do see a big crowd around East Chase. That's going to be that way every afternoon, so just be prepared for it. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter is overstocked with pickups, SUVs, and crossovers. Overstocked means they've got to go, and you are going to save big. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Montgomery police are investigating after an apparent hit and run leaves one woman dead. She was hit by a car that left the scene. No arrests have been made. Elmore County District Attorney Randall Houston has been cleared by the State Ethics Committee on a claim he improperly paid an employee. The panel investigated a complaint that he paid the employee from grant funds. Houston says the complaint was filed by a former employee he fired 2 years ago. The state of Alabama says a Muslim inmate has access to the Quran as he waits to see whether the U.S. Supreme Court will allow his lethal injection. A court document says a copy of the Islamic holy book is available to 42-year-old Dominique Ray. The state is asking that the justices lift a stay that Ray won on religious grounds after asking to have his imam in the execution chamber instead of a Christian prison chaplain. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's out with the warm, and here comes a cold front that's going to make a big change in our weather for tonight. Showers developing by late tonight and early in the day tomorrow. Our overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 50. Tomorrow, we could make the mid-50s early on, but then windy and colder with falling temperatures down to about 51 by about sunset. Overnight low temperature tomorrow night down to 37. Then on Saturday, cool sunshine around with a high around 57. Back to the low 60s on Sunday with a slight chance of showers. And low 70s look good for Monday with more showers. showers. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-381-5928 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-381-5928 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928. That's 800-381-5928. 800-381-5928.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
And we have one in the house with us right now. In fact, it's a business I first checked out about a year ago called Bath Innovations on Eastern Boulevard. And for those of you, you may have heard me recently share in a loving way that I've had some issues.
Yeah.
With my bathtub. So I found myself back at Bath Innovations a couple of weeks ago. I invited Brad to come on and join us on the show because it's a very, very impressive place with state-of-the-art fixtures. You can even do those, you can build into a place or build over something that's already in place, correct?
That's correct, Greg.
That is nice to know because one thing that some people may find off-putting if they're looking to upgrade their tub is I don't want tear down and dust and all that. How long have you been in business there now at Bath Innovations on the Boulevard?
Greg, we're in our 25th year. We're celebrating our 25th year in business.
Wow.
This year.
That is awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
you. What a century. I always like to look at folks like you as to how you compare yourselves to your competitors and what sets you apart from everybody that is in that business.
I guess, Greg, we try hard to be a one-stop shop when it comes to bathroom remodeling.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we're the only company in this area that does have a design center where a customer can come in, pick out fixtures, sit down with a qualified design consultant, and talk about what they want to do with their bathroom. And secondly, our acrylic products that we use for our bathtub and shower conversions, mm-hmm. Our ADA accessible showers, and as well as our bathtub wall surround systems.
Quick question on the ADA, Americans with Disabilities. Are there insurances that cover some of those? Or I'm just asking out of curiosity. I know that sometimes if somebody has a disability, the insurance or Medicare will cover the cost of something that's accessible.
Sometimes it will. We do a lot of work for the Veterans Administration.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Good. That's good to know.
Now, our acrylic that we use is such a quality that is backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Now, that's something that you're not going to find anywhere else.
True. That's great. And I'll tell you, just from my own experience, having been in the area for a long time, what I really was impressed with when I came in, it's a big, bright, beautiful place. And the choices are overwhelming. You have no idea how many ideas are at their store location on Eastern Boulevard for you to look at. If you're looking, I made the comparison because my bigger tub was having drama queen issues. We have a standard size tub, and I said, you know what, at this point in my life, I kind of feel like I know what a wine cork feels like when I'm sitting in this. It's just not, it doesn't give you the comfort, doesn't get to the muscle areas that you want to relax.
That's right.
And your staff, it was a very chipper group, ready to answer questions and serve. Tell us about the people you put together, the team at Bath Innovations.
Well, typically when a person calls in, they're going to reach our office manager. She will usually get their information and set up an appointment with one of our design consultants. Our design consultants will come out to the home and look at the space, kind of get some ideas of what the customer is wanting to do, and make suggestions.
You mentioned you do work for the veterans. What are some of the bigger projects that you've taken on in the 25 years you've been there?
Well, we can do anything from a small chip repair on a bathtub to reglazing a bathtub.
You can do that.
We can. Make it look brand new.
Because I had that at my other location, and I did not know that if there's a chip missing from that can be touched up or fixed.
Absolutely.
I was not aware of that. You do residential and commercial work, too?
We do. We're about 70% residential. We do some commercial work in some hotels. The cleaning staff love it because the acrylic is so easy to clean and maintain.
That's also nice to know for the person that has to clean their own place. You
That's
know,
right.
That you've got that. I don't know what it is about the older types of services, but you got to have foaming bubbles and sometimes a little bleach, and it gets very chemically
it does,
in the bathroom where these new services help eliminate that issue. If somebody listening is interested in improving their bathroom or completely redoing it, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, we have several different ways. We can be reached on our website at www.bathinnovations.com.
Bathinnovations.com.
And we're also accessible on Facebook. We're located at 2331 Eastern Boulevard. Now, that's across from the Home Depot in the Cronier's Corner Shopping Center.
Yes.
And our phone number is 271-2723.
All right, so it's easy to find. And again, if you've had thoughts about remodeling or upgrading your current bathroom, you're going to love it. I mean, it really is overwhelming, the choices at Bath Innovations. And think big, because you can help people with financing.
Absolutely.
So don't let that become a hindrance. You know,
that's right.
They can help you from beginning to end, planning a design, making suggestions. I mean, basically, you're still the customer. You get to pick the way you want it done, but they've got incredibly qualified people and a quarter century of experience behind every job they do at Bath Innovations. It's been great to have you on.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate you having me.
Come by some morning, and we'll do a little tub talk. It's 4:49 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Fox News is coming up. You say Brent will be unavailable today?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think we have Fox Business. So why don't we run that now, and then we'll come right back. The market was off a little bit. They'll tell us why.
From the Fox Business Network on Wall Street, the major averages closing in the red as trade tensions and bleak economic data from Europe renewed investors' fears of a slowdown in global growth. With the Dow closing down 221 points, NASDAQ down 87, S&P 500 down 26. And things are looking up for toymaker Mattel. Its shares rising in the extended session after the company beat Wall Street earnings and revenue estimates. And Ford will be investing $1 billion in its Chicago area manufacturing operations to expand production of its Ford Explorer and Lincoln Aviator SUV. The overhaul of the plants will add 500 jobs and is expected to begin in March and be completed in the spring. And the bug has been destroyed. Apple releasing an iPhone update to fix the FaceTime flaw that allowed people to eavesdrop on others while using its group video chat feature. The repair is included in the latest version of Apple's iOS 12 system. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Weather hits. The right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
My Montgomery Skywatch traffic, seeing a lot of people leaving the downtown area and the Air Force bases. If you are in the downtown area, look out on Madison Avenue, also on South Decatur, around Maxwell. It's busy at Bell Street and the Maxwell Boulevard gates, plus you're real busy at the airbase gate. Also, over on the east side of town, the Gunner Annex is emptying out onto Highway 231, and there's going to be a jam up at the Boulevard in 231. We're already seeing a delay at the Redland Road traffic light headed into Wetumpka, and a slowdown at the casino. If you're headed into Prattville, no problems. I-65 is running at a speed limit right, and so is I-85 this afternoon. Invisible Fence has a great selection of indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet safe and at home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
February is return shopping carts to the supermarket month. But whatever you do, don't hurt yourself wrestling it away from the bag lady.
I posted a story about Robert De Niro on, let me grab this call first. Joey is escorting our friend to the front door. Yeah, who is this?
It's Chad.
The legal eagle and local heartthrob, that Chad?
Yeah. That's it. That is he. I is he. Isn't that right? Isn't that what our,
oh, sure.
Our,
I believe it is.
Occasional cortex says?
Yes.
You know? Hey, so
you have to sell your plane, buddy.
You better get all your flying in because in 10 years, under her plan, no more planes. Buddy.
No more planes. And you know what? What's interesting is the greenest warmongers like Al Gore and Leonardo Decapitated, they never met a private jet they couldn't fly to a green conference with, you know?
Well, I would ask them this question. What kind of hit would the GMP take, or GDP take, if you shut down the entire auto industry, the entire airline industry, including Boeing manufacturing industry, and also the oil industry? I mean, we would all be living under a rock.
Hey, Chad, I just got breaking news on this lunatic idea.
Breaking wind? What?
Here's some breaky wind on occasional cortex. Democrat darling Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez released information on the Democratic Party's lunatic New Green Deal on Thursday. The radical Democrat socialist communists will destroy the country in months, if not days. The plan ends air travel with ocean bridges, blah, 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 blah. That's just part of it. They also want to get rid of farting cows. But she has now pulled. She has now pulled this plan from her website.
Oh, really?
Yes. The Green New Deal plan.
It did have a lot of typos in it, too.
Was pulled from the Occasional Cortex webpage today.
Look at that.
Greg, but not before Kamala Harris endorsed it.
Oh.
Yes, sir. She endorsed it today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Look at what you're doing.
So now you got radical Kamala Harris endorsing a plan that even Occasional Cortex realized, okay, this is I'm getting made fun of.
You're mean to me.
Yeah.
You mean people? Well, you know why she pulled it, because Nancy Pelosi didn't put her on the climate change committee.
Yeah. So, well, after all, she was a bartender in New York a year ago. Doesn't she know everything about science and, you know?
Sure.
Right. Exactly right. Anyway, I'm just really saddened to hear that they had to pull that. I mean, that's, you know. But
that was the key to Trump's reelection.
Boy, she is the key to. You know what? Just keep giving airtime to people like Occasional Cortex and Stacey Abrams and the rest of it. They make Nancy Pelosi look conservative.
Stacey Abrams.
Scary.
I don't understand the big love affair with her. She's an awkward, inarticulate mouthpiece. She does not a word from her rebuttal came from the heart. It came from a teleprompter, and it sounded that way.
Well, all she was doing was reading her own resume on TV. That's all
basically,
I saw. She just basically, I mean, I didn't hear very much about, you know, opposition. Anyway, you guys be good.
See Chad, we appreciate it, buddy. It's always nice to.
You too.
I was going to go back to this De Niro.
Yeah.
Thing, but
so it looks like he snapped. What happened to him?
Yeah, well, he's getting divorced.
Ah.
I mean, even the woman he's been with for a long, long time, I'll give him credit for that, has had enough of his Trump ravings and his anger and his misery and his, you know, watching. He's become a parody of many of the characters that he's portrayed in movies over the years. It's kind of pathetic when you think about it.
Yeah.
4:55. So we got Fox News coming up in a couple of minutes, and then we'll get into Mr. De Niro after 5 o'clock, and a couple of other things. So how about that? At 3 o'clock, we come on just attacking the bejeebers out of occasional cortex and the new Green Deal. Wait a minute, is it still on Drudge? Hey Fudge, did you finally wake up? Being green, guess what? She's already pulled it. Take it off your freaking website and stop. And she looks like, oh my God.
Looks like she's just cracked out.
Really? She took it off the website. Drudge, take that face off your website.
You gotta understand why Drudge would put that up. It's so bad, why wouldn't he put it on the front page?
Well, then why not headline it a little bit differently? Being green. Of course, I guess he's got her kind of hued that way.
Right. It's not a good photo.
Well, you know, there are many species on the planet that green turds, so I think we've found another one.
United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treats your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Hey, sweetheart, this Valentine's is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. Surprise me with a vintage diamond necklace for $100. Maybe the diamond studs for $2. Or hug my neck with the $300 triple diamond cross necklace. You go, babe. 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, they make it. They really make it.
Marguerite's is open every day through Valentine's. Marguerite's is in the Pepper Tree Shopping Center on Vaughn Road.
Congratulations, River Region. We are living longer. This is Attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to the Life and Legacy Series presented by the American Council for Asset Protection, an education society. These classes are February 12th, February 19th, February 21st, and February 28th. Come learn how to not outlive your retirement. Also, if you're downsizing, whether it's to a nursing home, an assisted living, or just a smaller house, there'll be a speaker there providing tips and tricks on organizing and downsizing. And then I will be teaching you how to protect your life savings and providing strategies that can help you pay for long-term care and save your assets. Again, it's the Life and Legacy Series, February 12th, 19th, 21st, and 28th. Presented by the American Council for Asset Protection. Call 649-4911. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app